You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at Paper Mill Studios in central London, and I'm with RNIB ambassador, content creator, and also radio broadcaster Claire Sisk, along with celebrity chef, presenter, and podcaster Bryony Mae Williams, who've just finished filming a video for the RNIB Out of Sight campaign, which is all about vision rehabilitation services, making sure that blind and partially sighted people have the essential support they need when they need it, no matter where they live. Claire and Bryony, it's great to have you with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, thanks so much for having us.
Hello.
We'll come on to your fantastic and amazing baking creation that you made this afternoon. But before we do that, Claire, I wanted to firstly ask you a little bit about your experience of vision rehabilitation services. What support did you have, and how important was it for you to have that support at the right time for you?
I had incredible support, and I was one of the lucky ones. The support came within the week. This was nearly 10 years ago, and she was a lovely rehabilitation specialist called Tracy, who just really took her time with me and built my confidence up. And it was just such a huge part in helping me become independent.
And so obviously you've done this fantastic bake this afternoon. What have you baked, and who chose what you were going to bake?
We have baked a Victoria sponge cake, one of Bryony's recipes, and it was delicious.
I know you were both baking together. Claire, just give me a little bit of an idea of the sort of gadgets that you used during the baking session this afternoon.
Bryony was introduced to a new squad. I name all my gadgets at home. So we used Jane. She is a combination of Jeffrey Jug and Wayne weighing scales. So she's now Jane, and she was our jug and weighing scales. We used Lenny, the liquid level indicator. We used Thomas, the talking thermometer. Oh, and we had oven gloves that went up to my armpits almost, and lots of contrasting colours because I can still see contrast.
And Bryony, were you sort of impressed by some of Claire's gadgets and maybe some of them that you might use at home?
I mean, I'm mainly impressed by Claire because she's amazing, and seeing her use all these gadgets, I just can only imagine how completely life-changing they are for people in their homes, just to make them more confident. And it was incredible to watch, but also lots of stuff that even, you know, anybody who needs a little bit of help in the kitchen, just incredible.
What would be both of your sort of top tips for any other blind or partially sighted person who might be wanting to bake a cake at home?
My advice is listen to everything Claire says.
My advice is you've got to get the confidence. So you have to start by believing in yourself, and then that confidence will come, and start small.
Bryony, obviously I'm a Great British Bake Off fan, and I do remember you in the competition, and I just thought whilst you're here, I'll just ask you a little quick question. I mean, what was it like being part of that competition, baking in that big white tent and getting to the semi-finals? Because I think, you know, having you on the programme maybe helped in a very subtle way to maybe change people's perceptions around disability?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, I was the first visibly disabled baker on Bake Off in 2018. And I mean, it's the most stressful thing I've ever done, but it's also the best thing I've ever done. It was an incredible space to be. I was very supported by the production team. You know, if I needed any extra help or any accessibility requirements, they were there and they listened. But also they listened really well about sort of discussing my disability and how it was talked about in the press. So I've got nothing but positive things to say about the Bake Off tent, apart from all my bakes that flopped or melted or dissolved.
And I suppose, you know, sort of Bryony's sort of disability is a little bit like vision impairment in many ways, Claire, because some people don't necessarily see visual impairment or understand. And I think having rehabilitation services is so important.
It's just crucial to anyone wanting to have a level of independence, because, you know, it's not like you're given a manual when you lose your sight, not that we could read it, but any disability really, you know, you're not told how to adapt, you're just left to it, and you've just got to figure it out, and it's a really scary and lonely place to be, so having that support is just so crucial.
And why do you both think it's so important for people to sign the RNIB Life on Pause petition and make Wes Streeting, Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, maybe think a little bit more about vision rehabilitation services?
the wait times are just ridiculous now. Like I said, I was really lucky and I got seen within a week, and some people are waiting over a year, and that's just not acceptable. That's putting someone's life on hold for a year whilst they're given the tools that they need to get out and about and be independent.
My thing is just, how could you possibly not want to support this? It takes a few minutes to do a signature online, and that could help change a lot of people's lives.
Well, to find out more about the RNIB's Out of Sight campaign, do search for RNIB Out of Sight or go to rnib.in/lifeonpause and sign the petition. Thank you very much indeed, Claire and Bryony, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and for baking what smells like a fantastic cake for the RNIB Out of Sight campaign.
No worries. Should we get you a slice?
Yes, please.
Tuck in.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.